Regardless of the initial cause, the explosion at a South Philadelphia home yesterday cascaded into the neighboring properties, causing the injuries we heard about all yesterday and today. It's just one consequence of Philadelphia's tight housing stock, its signature housing, the Row Home. Joining me now is Amanda Casper. She's a PhD candidate at the University of Delaware's History Department. She recently published an article in the Encyclopedia of Greater Philadelphia entitled Row Houses. Amanda Casper, good to have you here on Newsworks Tonight.
Great to be here.
I have a personal interest in this subject as the owner of a Philadelphia row home, so I've gotten a sense of some of the advantages and disadvantages. Why don't we start with a sort of a general history of the row home in Philadelphia?
Well, the row homes that we see today actually sort of spring out of a building tradition based in London, post-1666, which may be very surprising to listeners, that it dates from the 17th century. Settlers who were building in Philadelphia realized is that you needed to have housing stock be fireproof. They were able to take advantage of the block system laid out by William Penn, but at the same time, building in brick could be fireproof, and so was a little bit safer.
So I understand this became popular, and by 1891, editors of the nationally circulated Harper's Weekly called it the typical Philadelphia home. So this became really a signature home in Philadelphia.
Yeah, by no stretch of the imagination are row houses unique to Philadelphia. And in fact, they're very typical in many American cities, but they became synonymous with Philadelphia. And that was partly because of the work of city officials, promoters, builders, advocating for row houses and advertising row houses as representing the Philadelphia landscape.
So I understand that row houses had advantages for developers and builders. Can you talk a little bit about those?
Sure. Just like today, historically, land in Philadelphia is expensive. And so what the row house enabled builders and developers to do is take a plot of land, subdivide it up as much as possible, and be able to maximize their profit. It also allowed them to bring materials and their workforce to one site, consolidating their supplies and their resources. They were able to replicate plans down the street or down the block, and it just made things simpler.
And beyond the advantages to the developer, what are some advantages to the homeowner once they got those homes?
There's direct and indirect benefits. One, if you like living close to your neighbor, it can instill a strong community. A lot of immigrants preferred, for instance, South Philadelphia. You can think of the Irish and Italians who lived in row houses, and it created a strong community bond. But indirectly, row houses were cheap to build, so they were thereby cheaper to afford to buy. So in Philadelphia, row houses enabled a high rate of home ownership.
What did a high rate of home ownership do for the city?
In the 19th century, promoters believed that it did a number of things, very much for the same reasons that home ownership is a good thing today. Home ownership, it gets people engaged with their community, keeps people, ideally it reflects people who are actively engaged with work. But in the 19th century, there were other reasons that we may not recognize today. For instance, promoters believed that home ownership would keep sort of a quiet labor force, meaning that home ownership would encourage them not to strike. So Philadelphia city officials were advocating home ownership and holding up this row house as a model because, according to them, Philadelphia didn't have a high rate of strikes compared to other larger cities like New York or Chicago.
What are some problems that we see with these types of houses?
We see problems today just like we did in the past. So problems that impacted one home could often impact your immediate neighbors or the surrounding community. Just like the catastrophic accident yesterday with the gas explosion, problems like that occurred in the 19th and early 20th century too. Infestations, collapses. So the problems that impacted one house certainly could spread around.
Row houses seem to be enjoying a renaissance in the city, with new ones often constructed using energy-efficient materials in up-and-coming neighborhoods in the city. Do you see a future for the viability of row houses?
It's something I'm pondering all the time in my work, and what really provoked me to do this piece, because for so long, Philadelphia residents, builders, officials advocated the Philadelphia row home, and it was very desirable, and what we're seeing now is a resurgence of that. So it's something to keep in mind. What makes it so attractive? What made it so attractive then was that it was affordable. It allowed people to live close to their work and their community, and I think that's what makes it so attractive today.
Well, Amanda Casper, thanks for joining us on Newsworks Tonight.
Thanks.
Amanda Casper is a PhD candidate in history at the University of Delaware and recently wrote the article Row Houses in the Encyclopedia of Greater Philadelphia.